One of the first things you have to focus on is, let's not get killed by accident down here. Exposure to the elements can kill you within an hour.
It's the coldest, highest, driest, and windiest continent on Earth. A pristine wilderness covered in ice, almost 5 kilometers thick. A place which belongs to no country, has no citizens, and is dedicated to science. Antarctica. Around 30 countries have a presence on the continent under the Antarctic Treaty, an international agreement to protect this unique environment. It bans military or mining activities and says all scientific knowledge discovered on the continent must be shared. And over the last 100 years or so, we have actually learned quite a lot about Antarctica, and it's no longer a place we can fill with imaginary creatures, no longer an unknown land. Felicity Aston is one of 3 people and the only woman to have crossed Antarctica from one side to the other, alone and pulling a sledge carrying everything she needed to stay alive. Going into the unknown, enduring immense physical hardship and sometimes facing great danger.
I remember a moment when I was skiing alone in Antarctica and it was a real blizzard. I couldn't see any sense of space around me at all. And there was half of my brain paralysed with fear, saying, no, I'm going to die in this storm. I said, no one's ever going to see me again. And yet there was another part of my brain that was euphoric, going, wow, look at where you are. You are in the middle of Antarctica, in the middle of a blizzard, and you are moving forward. You are being the polar explorer that you dreamed of being as a kid. You know, this is what life is for.
I think you once said that when you're going on an expedition, you have to make a mental list of things to think about.
I always get a sense of I can't allow myself to fall into that abyss of boredom. And so as I'm skiing along, I'm trying to keep my mind busy. It's quite nice to have that time to think. But then after a week or so, you start to think about the bigger decisions you've made in your life. By week 3, you're just pure daydreaming. You're making up sequels to films you've seen recently.
Felicity Aston has travelled across Greenland, the Arctic, and to the South Pole. And yet, when she was about to begin her solo expedition across the continent, it was almost too much.
I thought I'd prepared really well for feeling alone in perhaps one of the loneliest continents in the world. It turned out I really hadn't prepared at all. I remember standing there and watching the plane become a tiny little black blob in the sky and disappearing. And I just became aware that, you know, I was breathing hard, I was shaking. I thought, my goodness, I'm absolutely terrified. I don't think I've ever felt this level of fear. And it was just that huge, sudden pressure of isolation, the shock of it, of knowing that there was no one for maybe 600-700 kilometres in any direction. And that fear never really went away. You know, people often ask me, oh, how did you conquer that fear? And I don't think I ever did.